We're told that the universe is still moving at the speed of light, that galaxies are still being formed. All of this existence keeps coming out from him. It keeps coming where? Out from him. Everything. It's like, how can you wrap your mind around that? Well, you can't. Spirit's got to show it to you, but he will, right? Cosmic utility. Everything that we need. Again, Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20, the enhanced version talking to the Father. He is the one having power over all things. The one having power over all things, that's him, produces overflowing or out from overflowing abundance all that we, I tell you, require or noema, conceive. Everything that you can require, everything that you can even conceive of, he produces. In fact, most of it he already has. Now I'm all the way back to Jesus, okay? Jesus had no problem understanding that, no problem having eyes for a man that was born blind, because he understands reality. He understands existence. Even if there weren't already, and some people say, you know, in the spirit, those things are already there. Well, it doesn't matter, yes or no, because existence, matter, is everywhere. It's all there. It's continually there. And when you use the word utility, that, you know, don't think about it this way. A utility provides a service, right? It's there for you to provide for you. God is there for you to provide for you. That's what he said. So he demonstrated that. Jesus gave evidence of reality in what he did. It was no problem for a man who had never walked to walk, because all of the power of the universe is there at his, quote, command, because that's who he is. Reality. The Father, creator of all things, put himself in a body. Jesus said, I've come into the world. And as we're going to see in a minute, you can even hear those words as the Father himself saying, I've come into the world. Because Jesus said he and the Father are one, right? And again, we're going to get there in a minute. See it even more clearly. I'm sitting there going, whoa. He's presenting evidence. All that are of reality, all of the reality hears my voice. That's literally what those words are. You can translate them, everyone who is of, but there's no genitive there. There's no of there, really. It's saying all the aletheia, all the reality hear my voice. And I'm going, whoa. I came into the world to present evidence of reality, and those in reality hear my voice. And the only way I could think to describe it was this. Okay? Y'all know a telescope, like the looking glass thing, right? Okay? You focus all your attention on one small area, right? You close this eye, look with this eye, right? Lola. And when you look out the end, what happens? It expands, right? It gets bigger. So you're focusing on a small thing, but what happens is everything expands. It gets bigger. That's what happened with this verse of scripture. That's what's going on here. I began to see things that I had never really thought about before. And I realized that, oh, man, that's not the first time Jesus had said something like that. He said that the dead will hear my voice. The dead will hear, was that the fifth chapter, I think, of Luke? John. The dead will hear the voice of the Son of God. While he was standing right there, he also said, testifying, giving evidence, he looked at those people, and he said, Abraham was happy to see my day and saw it and was glad, right? And they got real upset and said, who are you making yourself out to be? You're not even 50 years old. How could Abraham know you? And Jesus said, before Abraham was, I am. And using that word, I am, then you're into Yahweh, you're into the word of God. I mean, like, and they immediately took up stones to kill him. What was he doing? He was presenting evidence of reality. Abraham did see his time because, as he said, also, God is not the God of the dead. What's the rest of the verse? He's the God of the living. The dead will hear my voice and live. God is not the God of the dead. He's the God of the living. Even Paul wrote the same, the writer of Hebrews wrote, was that Hebrews chapter 12, and said, seeing we are surrounded with such a great cloud of witnesses, right? Y'all, there's more of what you can't see than there is of what you can see. And faith is the bridge between the two that can cause one to become in the other one. And that's what Jesus did. Jesus went around presenting evidence of reality. Here's how all this works. Okay? There's power, authority, provision. There's a whole existence made up of my Father that's all around you that you don't even know. And he said, all of reality, here's my voice. All. Abraham, again, back to the same verse of scripture. Abraham saw my day and was glad. When Jesus stepped out of his body on the cross, was ushered into the pit,